I'm Katrina, and I work in international sales. Yeah, I'm from Canada, and I live in London now. I just wanted to experience a different culture and a different way of living, and I really came over here without thinking of what I wanted to do in the working world. It was really more about the experience of living abroad. But I luckily managed to secure myself a position before I moved over. I've been here for about 4 years.
Okay.
Things are a little bit different over here, but not massively. I mean, you know, Canada has basically, the culture of Canada has grown out of English culture. So it's not totally dissimilar, but, you know, there are little things like change in your purse and dialects just around even the city of London. You know, it's quite difficult to, it's hard to remember actually what I felt like when I first came, because there were a number of times when I thought, oh, I have no idea what this person is saying to me. I've never heard this accent before. Where are they from? You know, Geordie accents, for example, really quite difficult. Now it's a part of living here. I have grown so accustomed to it that I don't even think about it anymore. But and it's quite diverse as well. I mean, the way Canada's very diverse as well, but London just has such a wide variety of people and accents and cultures from all around the world that I think are quite diluted back home in a way. Not in a bad way, but just it's much more vibrant. Yes, Canadian culture is typically quite outdoorsy and back to nature, and with that I think everybody really feels more at home with nature and life, and therefore is a little bit more slow paced, and people enjoy taking the time to sort of experience things rather than getting so caught up in the moment. And even in big cities, I mean, Toronto's on a harbour, so you know, it's on Lake Ontario, which is one of the Great Lakes, which is beautiful. And just to go down to the water at lunchtime and take 45 minutes to just sit and take in the scenery, I don't think a lot of people do that in a lot of big cities in the States. Obviously, that's a generalization, but I think across Canada, that's sort of the way of life. People typically are laid back just because of their connection to nature. So working in international sales, the team is quite diverse. We've got people from a variety of places. There's a Scandinavian. I'm half Norwegian as well. We've got Liverpudlian, who also is Kiwi, so he has quite a strange accent, having grown up in New Zealand as well. It's a difficult accent to try to describe. And of course, you know, because we're an international team and because we work with people all around the world, we're always going to different places and dealing with different cultures and different people and different ways of life, which is very interesting. You know, I work with teams in Australia and New Zealand, whose accents are actually drastically different once you get to understand the sort of nuances of each accent. And thankfully for me, you know, it's quite easy because of their culture is not dissimilar to the English culture and very similar to Canadian culture as well, because, you know, the Commonwealth link. But the rest of the team who deals with places in Europe and Middle East and Africa, they're always going around and meeting people that come from such a different background to Western culture.